From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. BP proved today that the oil spill in the Gulf is larger than it's been saying all along. The oil company said it's now capturing 5,000 barrels a day by drawing it up into a ship, yet large quantities of oil continue to spew from pipes on the seafloor. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Last week, scientists looking at BP video from the seafloor told NPR that the oil and gas spewing out of a broken pipe could easily be 10 times more than the official estimate. BP nevertheless clung to the federal government's figure, which was based on three-week-old pictures of the sea surface. Today, Congressman Ed Markey, a Massachusetts Democrat, proclaimed what has now become obvious.
The 5,000 barrels a day estimate that BP pushed all along is dead wrong.
Despite BP's success in drawing up that much oil, their own live video feed from the seafloor shows plenty more.
You can see plumes of oil spilling into the Gulf, far in excess of 5,000 barrels per day.
That live feed is now posted on Markey's website after the congressman asked the Coast Guard and BP to release it. This afternoon, the video highlighted one leak. There are two other leaks in the pipe spewing oil and gas. Yesterday, a scientist told Markey's committee that one of those appears to be spewing about 25,000 barrels a day. And yet, BP spokesman Mark Pregler still says the company has no idea how much oil and gas is coming out from the leaking pipe, which is known as a riser.
We have said from the beginning it's difficult, or our view is difficult, if not impossible, to measure it at the riser. But more importantly, our response is not dependent on what that rate is. It's really, we're prepared for everything.
He says BP has launched a full-scale assault on oil at the surface. But Congressman Henry Waxman, a California Democrat, finds that explanation lacking.
It's an absurd position that BP has taken, that it's not important for them to know how much oil is gushing out of this pipeline. Well, if they don't know that, how are they going to plug it up?
BP is hoping to plug up the top of the well this weekend, and that does require accurate information about the pressure inside. The BP spokesman said the company is still trying to measure that pressure, and that's directly related to the flow of oil and gas. Congressman Markey says it's also important to know how much oil is spilling, since BP is attacking the oil underwater with chemicals called dispersants.
If it's 5,000 barrels, it's going to be one level of dispersant that would be sent into the water. If it's 50,000 or 75,000 barrels per day, that's yet another level and increases dramatically the risk.
Dispersants are toxic chemicals in their own right. In fact, today the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency ordered BP to seek less hazardous dispersants than the ones they've been using thus far. What's more, the administration has demanded that BP hand over all of its environmental and analytical data within 48 hours. And the government itself now needs to come up with a new and credible figure for the spill. Richard Harris, NPR News.